You don't believe in playing rough or anything, do you?
A fair fight isn't rough, Two-Bit said. Blades are rough. So are chains and heaters and pool sticks and rumbles. Skin fighting isn't rough. It blows off steam better than anything. There's nothing wrong with throwing a few punches. Soshas are rough. They gang up on one or two, or they rumble each other with their social clubs. Us greasers usually stick together. But when we do fight among ourselves, it's a fair fight between two. And Dally deserves whatever he gets, 'cause slash tires ain't no joke when you gotta work to pay for 'em. He got spotted, too, and that was his fault. Our one rule, besides stick together, is don't get caught. He might get beat up, he might not. Either way, there's not going to be any blood feud between our outfit and Shepherd's. If we needed them tomorrow, they'd show. If Tim beats Dally's head in, and then tomorrow asks us for help in a rumble, we'll show. Dally was getting kicks. He got caught. He pays up. No sweat.
Yeah, boy, Cherry said sarcastically. Real simple. Sure, Marcia said, unconcerned. If he gets killed or something, you just bury him. No sweat.
You dig okay, baby.
Two-Bit grinned and lit a cigarette.
Anyone want a weed?
I looked at Two-Bit admiringly. He sure put things into words good. Maybe he was still a junior at 18 and a half, and maybe his sideburns were too long, and maybe he did get boozed up too much, but he sure understood things. Cherry and Marcia shook their heads at his offering of cigarettes, but Johnny and I reached for one. Johnny's color was back and his breathing was regular, but his hand was shaking ever so slightly. A cigarette would steady it.
Pony boy, will you come with me to get some popcorn?
Cherry asked. I jumped up.
Sure. Y'all want some?
I do, said Marcia. She was finishing the Coke Dally had given her. I realized then that Marcia and Cherry weren't alike. Cherry had said she wouldn't drink Dally's Coke if she was starving, and she meant it. It was the principle of the thing. But Marcia saw no reason to throw away a perfectly good, free Coke.
Me too, said Two-Bit.
He flipped me a 50-cent piece.
Get Johnny some, too. I'm buying, he added, as Johnny started to reach into his jeans pocket.
We went to the concession stand, and, as usual, there was a line a mile long, so we had to wait. Quite a few kids turned to look at us. You didn't see a kid grease and a Soshi cheerleader together often. Cherry didn't seem to notice.
Your friend, the one with the sideburns, he's okay?
He ain't dangerous like Dallas, if that's what you mean. He's okay. She smiled, and her eyes showed that her mind was on something else.
Johnny, he's been hurt bad sometime, hasn't he?
It was more of a statement than a question.
Hurt and scared.
It was the Soshas, I said nervously, because there were plenty of Soshas milling around, and some of them were giving me funny looks, as if I shouldn't be with Cherry or something. And I don't like to talk about it either. Johnny getting beat up, I mean. But I started in, talking a little faster than I usually do because I don't like to think about it either.